We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to this installment of High on Healthy right here on Cannabis Radio. My name is Darren Babb, and I am the co-founder here of the network, and we have been coming to you from beautiful Miami. And I got to tell you, this conversation we're about to have is going to be a special one. So hang on, folks. We are talking to Malik. Now, I'm not going to pronounce Malik's last name because I would butcher it, but Malik is this wonderful aura of energy that I've been talking to, and I just finally had to stop because I was losing all the good stuff and I had to turn the microphone on. So we're coming back. Malik, how are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. And first of all, I would love to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for those and everyone that are listening. And also, I would love to take this opportunity to send my prayer and then intentions for everyone that are going through tough and challenging time, that I hope, and if no one told you yet, that, you know, no one is there for you, please know that you're not alone. We're feeling with you. I am feeling with you. So I hope that, like, everything that is or what we are going through, like, we can look at the bright side and stay at the positive, you know, side of, like, everything that is taking place. So I guess I would start with that, like, how I am.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess, like, you know, for me, just, like, being able to, like, reflect on how was my morning, like, it has been, like, a lot of, like, storm, hurricane, just, you know, chaos. And, like, literally, like, as I start my day, and I am very disciplined, and part of, like, my order is to be able to function in the chaos that is, like, all around us, is to be, to have that safe container and safe space so that I can hold myself. And today I let that go.
Okay. Now, so let's lay a little foundation for everybody here. Okay. Now, you're a shaman. And you're a yogi.
Yes.
You're a coach.
Yes.
You're, I mean, it keeps going, this yes. This list. Give the listeners a little idea of who Malik is and what Malik's purpose is in this life.
So for
notice, I said this life.
Yes, thank you so much. So thank you for that, like,
clarification.
Yes, because, like, we're living in multiple timeline, multiple realms. Like, you know, I believe in past life regression. So for me, in this moment, in this lifetime, I am believing that Malik is an expression and a full expression and completion of the authenticity that he is in this moment and still striving to be better. So that, like, he can be there for others. And with that intention, pouring everything that, like, Malik is giving for everyone to give it to himself first so that, like, Malik can serve unconditionally.
That's beautiful. And would you say that as a practice, this is second nature to you?
I would say if anything, it's like my lifestyle. So I was like pondering your question if this is second nature, and I was like, you know, like, my hyper-dimensional, multi-dimensional, like, brain is like, oh, you know what? No, this is actually, like, the beauty of, like, being in the moment and acknowledging the presence is being able to, like, observe the past, the present, and the future. So, like, while we are engaging, I am, like, being like looking at the past, like how would you answer this, or how did you answer this in the past, and how would you answer this moving forward? So like for me, yes, it is a lifestyle for me, and it is a practice or a wisdom that I pretty much a filter that turns into habits, that turn into practices that I know and I am believing and I'm trusting that is very supportive of my wellness, my well-being, and then especially if that is taken care of, the mental health is there, like, you know, talking about, like, you know, the psychedelic, we're talking about, like, consciousness. So I am believing that if I have that as a lifestyle, I will be able to show up with the world the way I would love to show up, knowing that, like, I'm coming from good and great and grand intention.
I love that. That's beautiful. Let me ask you this. We're here at Wonderland, Miami, and there's so many interesting people doing very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, some light therapy and some frequency. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's plant medicine, you know, conversations and derivatives and research going on.
We're not saying it's right.
There's no mushrooms out there, but
3 days is not even enough. Like for me, I'm grateful that, you know, they actually squeeze in and, like, you know, like make the best out of the day. Yeah. And I just wanted to give a shout out, like, for all the producer, organizers, sponsors.
Yeah, the folks at Microdose.
Yes. So thank you so much, Microdose, for taking the time and for putting everything together to bring this wonderful creation that we're all experiencing that is very transformative. So thank you so much for giving us that generosity of your kind gesture.
They've done an amazing job. You know, we're now at the Ice Palace. For those that have been to the previous shows, you know, it's moved. They found a new venue this year. It has been awesome. The people have been amazing. The energy has been awesome. All the technology and the speakers. If you had one takeaway from the event that really stands out, what would that one standout be?
Acceptance.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. In a world right now where we seem to be very shy on acceptance, finding acceptance is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's got to be unbelievably fulfilling.
Yes, because, like, for me, it's, like, being able to accept, like, what does that mean for me? It's, like, being accept everything and everyone where they're at. And then the process and trusting the natural process and flow of, like, how everything of this beautiful creation is unfolding, and being able to accept transformation, being able to accept change, like here at...
being able to accept each other.
Yes. Thank you so much.
How important is that?
Yes, that is part of, like, my journey. Like, you were asking about how I am today. And for me to be able to be where I am right now and in this state, like, I have to, or it's, I don't, it, I didn't have to. It was my choice. It is my choice to choose acceptance in order for me to ascend, and then to ascend that, like, they are where they're at. And we don't have to judge them. Like, what is our reflection? Like, what is our participation? Why we feel certain things, you know? So, like it's about taking accountability and taking ownership, taking responsibility of your own participation of how everything is being played. So, yeah.
Folks, I know you've got to be loving this as much as I do. We've got to cut this short. Malik, we have to have you back to do a deep dive. And next time we'll ask you about some of your other lives.
Yes, definitely. And I can talk so much about it. Like, talking about, like, planting seeds. I'm a farmer. I'm a gardener. Like, I would love to plan to talk about, like, you know, the stars, the star system. Like, I want to talk about the galactic family. I would love to talk about, like, I call them transition being, like the ghost, like, you know, as a psychic medium and medical intuitive, it is very, like, this is part of my lifestyle. Oh, wow. So I am very excited for that. And again, guys, thank you so much for taking your time and energy, attention. to support Cannabis Radio and then to follow like every great things that they are doing, and for them to hold space for beings like me, like us, to be able to spread our gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Malik, for those that are listening that they're just like fascinated and they're like, I gotta know more, how do they learn more about Malik?
So they can follow me. My Instagram handler is IAM Maliki, M-A-L-Y-K. And my email would be ertyumichael, ertyumichael @gmail.com.
There you go. Malik, thanks for taking a few minutes to come and chat with us. It's been fascinating. Folks, make sure you go and reach out to Malik. Check out that Instagram. Definitely connect, because I know if anything in there fascinated you, there is a connection to be made with a beautiful soul right here. Thank you, Malik, for the few minutes here.
Thank you so much. I am grateful. I would love to close this interview with gratitude, appreciation, and like to be more grateful and to be able to appreciate what we have and knowing that we can choose to be who we want to be. And thank you.
Oh, there you go. Folks, thanks for listening. We are leaving with gratitude and thanking you for your time. Stay tuned. More to come right here on High on Healthy, only on CannabisRadio.com.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.